Do you guys have any question for me of this being done? Yes.
How much do you get paid?
How much do I get paid? That's a good question. I actually don't take a salary. I don't get paid anything, and I don't have to get a pension. I can afford to do that because of my, I've done well in business. I was in business.
Last month, Governor Bruce Rauner took questions from several inquisitive students at Galapagos Charter School in Rockford. School visits by governors are part civics lessons and part student-friendly stump speeches. But these visits are always intentional, no matter who is governor. In this case, Rauner wanted to talk about the recently passed update to the state's school funding formula.
And we changed the system so it's more equal, and there's also more resources for everybody. So it's very historic, and it's going to improve education in Illinois a lot. I'm very honored, very excited about that.
In October 2012, Pat Quinn visited Irving Elementary School in Berwyn to tout a Breakfast in the Classroom program.
There's all kinds of research that shows that lots of our boys and girls do much, much better in school when they have breakfast. And so our mission in Illinois, all across our state, beginning right here in Berwyn, is to get more and more of our schools in Illinois, our classrooms, to involve themselves with the Breakfast in the Classroom program.
But not all visits are to celebrate a new program or piece of legislation. In some cases, it's to drum up support for something lingering on the governor's to-do list. In January 2004, Rod Blagojevich was on a mission to dismantle the State Board of Education. He visited Belvedere High School. He had to warm up the crowd first.
When I was a freshman in high school, I got a D in algebra. You like that, huh?
Then, the headline.
The State Board of Education lost sight of its mission and became a self-serving, self-sustaining big bureaucracy, answering to no one, accountable to no one, dictating mandates to local school districts, putting burdens on principals and teachers.
But kids can't vote, so why visit schools? Chris Mooney is a political science professor at the University of Illinois at Springfield. He says there are plenty of other benefits.
In particular, it's a great opportunity of sort of photo op in smaller places. And really, even in Chicago, if the governor goes to a public school in Chicago, it's going to get covered by the press. But certainly, if the governor goes to a public school in, you know, Antioch or Litchfield or something like that, that's going to be big news, and that'll be covered in the press. And that's what they do it for. It's mass politicking, and it's not retail politicking, right?
And there's also the opportunity to send a more direct message to administrators. Let's rewind 20 years. It was March 1997, and Jim Edgar was pushing for consensus on revamping how the state pays for its schools. He visited DeSoto Elementary School north of Carbondale. Before meeting with students, he corralled school leaders.
The reason we're here, the reason I'm doing this, is to call attention and also to ask you to talk to your legislators and to get them to make a commitment they'll do something. Now, it may not be popular with everybody in the district, but something has to happen, and the status quo can't continue. And it's great to have the governor being supportive, but the governor can't make something happen by himself. You've got to have legislative support. And let me just tell you, you have more influence on your legislators than I have on your legislators.
Back to the present. Another benefit is that these interactions can be a bit of a morale boost compared to other parts of a governor's day.
We're going to sing goodbye to Governor Rauner, okay? So be my echo, please. Goodbye, Governor Rauner.
Goodbye, Governor Rauner.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Jenna Dooley.